Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're in Acts chapter 2, verse 32, and in a couple of verses, or one verse from now, Peter is going to go back to quoting Scripture again. But for now, watch how Peter transitions. He has made the point clear that he and the rest of the people assembled there in the upper room who have just received the Holy Spirit are witnesses to the resurrection of Christ. But don't forget, this is easy to forget, why he's even bothering to preach. The assembled crowd was mocking the 120, even though not all the assembled crowd, let me make it clear, much of the assembled crowd was amazed that they were hearing the wondrous works of God spoken in their native tongue. Some of the assembled crowd was mocking the 120. I even made a common mistake right there and assumed that the majority were. I don't think it was the majority. I think it was the slim minority. Peter is not really preaching to that slim minority. He stopped dealing with them way back in verse 15 when he said, "These aren't drunk as you suppose, it's only the third hour of the day." He left the detractors alone then. He's not preaching this whole sermon to overcome some people mocking them. He's preaching this sermon so that those assembled will, having heard the wondrous works of God in their native tongue, will now believe in the resurrected Jesus. This is why he transitions the sermon to resurrection. The gospel is powerless if Jesus is in the tomb. And Peter, in the early stages of gospel delivery, realizes this vital thing. Christ must be alive. If he's dead, we're all dead. But if he's alive, we're all alive. And he doesn't spend his time fighting those who might have were in the slim minority and were making fun. Instead, he now qualifies what they're hearing, why they're hearing it. Listen to verse 33. "Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God," some scholars think the word "to" there could have been used in the Greek as the word by the right hand of God. But I think the next verse will prove that Peter means "to." "Being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear." So Peter is going back to what he remembers Jesus told the disciples in John, in what we now know as John's gospel. Remember, Peter lived that gospel. He didn't have to wait till John wrote it to realize that the Holy Spirit was being poured out. Peter was there when Jesus told them, "I must go away and then send to you a comforter, and he will walk alongside of you. And when this happens, then the Father and I will make our abode in you, make our mansion in you," the Greek word mone. And so Peter is saying Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. He's received the Holy Spirit and he's now poured out the Holy Spirit. And that's what you're seeing and that's what you're hearing. So Peter is introducing the crowd to the fact that the Holy Spirit is now on the scene. And if the Holy Spirit is on the scene, then he must be accessible by every person. So now he goes back into the Scripture, verse 34. "For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.'" So Peter's doing a point of qualification. He's saying, listen, it must be interpreted this way because David never went up and sat at the right hand of God. It must be someone else that's sitting at the right hand of God. And so it's the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the first time they've ever made the connection. "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand." It's God saying to Jesus. Peter is declaring Jesus to be Lord. God said to Jesus, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies, till I make your enemies your footstool." By the way, this is a direct quote from Psalms chapter 68. So Peter, in his sermon, has already quoted from four different scriptures: Joel 2, Psalm 16. Psalms 132, and now in chapter 34, Psalm 68. Some people get upset we quote more than one verse. Goodness gracious. Peter's on a roll. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.